Captain Noah Seipel shows us around a large white tent at Tactical Training Base Donaldson outside of Boise.
So, again, this is the Base Defense Operations Center, simulated Tactical Operations Center. Welcome to the command post of the future.
The tent is so big, it's divided up into different rooms, including the computer center.
This, they call it the TOC. It's kind of the control center for everything that goes on our little FOB right here. There's a lot of planning, intelligence. So this is sort of the brain of the operation.
And you'll recreate this in Iraq?
Yes, we will, in one form or another.
Staff Sergeant Gerald McKenzie is from Boise. He's a human resources NCO.
You know, so even though we're out here in the field, I mean, human resources doesn't stop. You know, we still have to promote guys, get them on pass, get them on leave, do all the little paperwork motions to take care of their family.
McKenzie is responsible for 900 of the 2,700 citizen soldiers from the 116th, and he knows deployment isn't just hard on the soldiers.
For us, we have a job to do, and we can stay focused on that job, but for the family, all they see is a part missing from their lives. And so I think deployment is much harder on the family than it ever is on the soldier.
Some things have changed from the last deployment. Technology has improved dramatically.
This time, they have more satellite phones and more phone centers. The internet is available to every living area. So there's a lot of options for communication back here. And, you know, the families rely on that communication so much, too, just to know that you're safe and that you're all right and doing well.
Back outside the command tent, a line of soldiers are training on the shooting range with their M4 rifles. Captain Noah Seipel talks about the training.
This is a very basic soldier skill, you know, where we're required to shoot, move, and communicate. And, you know, a soldier has got to be able to shoot. So a lot of time is spent in a classroom and with NCOs teaching their soldiers how to correctly sight their weapon.
This will be Seipel's first deployment to Iraq.
So I'm a father of two, husband, and mom is back home. I live in Caldwell. And, you know, to be frank, the sacrifice that those guys are having to make far outweighs what I have to do.
But he says he's confident the Army will take care of them both.
The support group that is there for her, and while she has anxiety and better miss me, she's ready.
She's ready for this.
Yes.
And you're ready. You've done all the...
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm ready to finally get on the plane and go over there.
The 116th is leaving in staggered groups this week for Camp Shelby, Mississippi, for 45 days of mission-specific training. Then the combat team leaves for Kuwait. They'll head into Iraq on their security mission in late November. For Boise State Public Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.